إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن انتهج نهجه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praises are due to Almighty Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We thank Him, we praise Him, we seek for His help and forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the evil consequences of our wrongdoings. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. May his peace and blessings be upon him, his household, apostles and the believers who take the right path till the day of resurrection. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the privilege of being among them. Bi-ibnillahi ta'ala, we shall proceed from where we stopped last week, till on the sub-chapter 56, the last hadith we explained was that of Umama, Abu Umama Iyas ibn Sa'laba al-Ansari al-Harithi, wherein the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that simplicity is part of faith. Today we shall proceed with hadith number 522, the hadith of Abu Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma. He said, وعن أبي عبد الله جابر ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال بعثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر علينا أبا عبيدة. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم sent us on an expedition under the leadership of Abu Ubaidah. It is the tradition of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that whenever he sends the people out, he appoints for them a leader. In some situations of war, he even predicts the possibility of the leader being killed. He appoints for them the person who is to succeed such a leader. نتلقى عيرا لقريش. The reason why we were sent by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the leadership of Abu Ubaidah is to intercept a caravan of the Quraysh. They had information concerning a particular caravan of the Quraysh. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent this group of people to go and intercept the said caravan. وَزَوَّدَنَا جَرَابًا مِنْ تَمْرٍ لَمْ يَجِدْ لَنَا غَيْرَهُ. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handed over to us as our provision for that journey a bag of date. لَمْ يَجِدْ لَنَا غَيْرَهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't find any other thing except that. He handed over to us a bag of date. In another version of the hadith, as brought forth by Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala in his commentary on Sahih Muslim, he said, Imam Nawawi on his commentary on Sahih Muslim, he brought forth a narration wherein Jabir said, each and every one of us was carrying his provision on his shoulder. So if you combine this version with the other version, you now understand that in addition to what each and every one of them had as his provision, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them this bag of dates as an addition. قال فكان أبو عبيدة يعطينا تمرة تمرة. Scholars said, considering the other version of the hadith, after they must have exhausted their provisions, and nothing was left with them except that bag of dates presented to them by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what happened? Ubaidah, in another version of the hadith, Ubaidah used to give each and every one of them a handful of the date. He gave each and every one of them a handful of the date. This tamrat and tamra was later, after Abu Ubaidah noticed that one full of hand for each and every individual will not sustain them for long, then he resorted to giving them tamrat and tamra. He gives, you can imagine, he gives just a single date to each and every one of them. It got to a stage on that journey when Abu Ubaidah, the leader, was giving a date to each and every one of them. Faqila, then it was said to the narrator of the hadith, Abu Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah, that فَكَيْفَ كُنْتُمْ تَصْنَعُونَ بِهَا. So what is it that you do with one date? A single date, he gives you one date, what do you do with it? That is to say, what is it going to do in you? A single date. He said, قَالَ نَمُسُّهَا كَمَا يَمُسُّ الصَّبِي. نَمُسُّهَا كَمَا يَمُسُّ الصَّبِي. That what we used to do is to suck that date just like a baby. We suck it just like a baby because it is only one date. So if you eat it, you eat it for good. You eat it once, it's gone. So we suck it. He said, we suck it كَمَا يَمُسُّ الصَّبِي, the likeness of the sucking of a baby. ثُمَّ نَشْرَبُ عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ. After which, we drank water over it. We drank water over it. فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. And it suffices us for that day till the night. That is, it is not that they are staying in a particular place. No, they are on a journey. And you can imagine the type of journey, then the means of traveling. And look at the type of food they are eating, just one date, and they drink water for one day. For one day, one date. He said, that is how we proceeded on our journey. فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَكُنَّا نَضْرِبُ بِعَصِيِّنَا الْخَبَطِ. وَكُنَّا نَضْرِبُ بِعَصِيِّنَا الْخَبَطِ. And that we used to beat off leaves. We used to beat off leaves with our sticks. ثُمَّ نَبُلُّهُ بِالْمَاءِ. Then we do what? We drank it. We wet it with water and ate them. We wet the leaves with water and what? And ate the leaves. Some scholars said this was an advanced stage after even the one date was also exhausted. So they resorted to beating up leaves, wetting it with water and drinking it, and eating the leaves. فَنَأْكُلُهُ قَالَ وَانْطَلَقْنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ. وَانْطَلَقْنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ. We proceeded on our journey until we approached a seaside. سَاحِل. فَرُفِعَ لَنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ. فَرُفِعَ لَنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَثِيبُ الضَّخُمُ. كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَثِيبُ الضَّخُمُ. Then it was raised for us. كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَثِيبُ الضَّخُمُ. The likeness of a big mound. Scholars said الْكَثِيبُ الضَّخُمُ is the heap of sand, a tall
and large heap of sand. That is Al-Kathir Ad-Dakum, which mostly you see this mostly in the desert, in the very wide desert. You see, because of the wind, you see it is as though there was a design, so it turns into hilly mountains and valleys, although they are what? Sand. So that is Al-Kathib Ad-Dakum. So this sort was a big mound. It is, they are comparing it from distance. When they approached the seaside, they saw this hilly image, which is very big, tall and wide, like Al-Kathib Ad-Dakum, the heap of sand. فَأَتَيْنَاهُ, then we came closer to it. فَإِذَا هِيَ دَابَّةٌ تُدْعَى الْأَمْبَرِ, when we came closer, we discovered that it is a beast known as Al-Ambar. فَقَالَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةٍ, then Abu Ubaidah, who was the leader, said, مَيْتَ, he said, مَيْتَ, this is a dead beast, meaning it is useless. That is the implication. If it is maita, meaning it is useless, we cannot benefit from it, we cannot eat it, it is dead. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَا, then subsequently he said, no, بَلْ نَحْنُ رُسُلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, rather, we are messengers of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, وفي سبيل الله, and we are on the way of Allah, وقد اضطررتم فكلوا, and you are pressed, you are in a condition of necessity, for that reason, eat. فأقمنا عليه شهرا, Jabir said that we stayed there for 1 month. We stayed there for 1 month, feeding on what? On that beast. Feeding on that beast. وَنَحْنُ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةٍ, وَنَحْنُ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةٍ, and that we were 300 in number. We were 300 in number. But these 300 of us stayed there for 1 month. وَنَحْنُ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةِ حَتَّى سَمِنَّا, we were 300 in number. We stayed there feeding on that beast until we fattened up. We fattened up. Because we stayed there, we eat day and night. That it was that same beast that we were eating until we fattened up. Saminna. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا نَغْتَرِفُ مِنْ وَقُبِ عَيْنِهِ بِالْقِلَالِ الدُّهْنَ, Jabir said, I indeed saw how we extracted fat from the cavity of its eyes. Because it was a very big animal, a very big beast. I saw how we extracted fat from the cavity of its eye. Bilqilal, with pitcher, it was as if we were fetching fat from the cavity of its eye. وَنَقْطَعُ مِنْهُ الْفِدَرَ كَالثَّوْرِ أَوْ كَقَدْرِ الثَّوْرِ, because of the mightiness, how of the size of that beast, we were slicing from it compact piece of meat equal to a bull. We were slicing from it compact piece of meat of the size of a bull or the likeness of kaqadri al-thawr, or the likeness of the size of what? Of a bull. You can imagine how big that animal is going to be. He said, we cut off its compact of meat as big as the size of a bull. He said, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِنَّا أَبُو عُبَيْدَةَ 13 رَجُلًا, that indeed Abu Ubaidah took out of us 13. فَأَقْعَدَهُمْ فِي وَقُبِ عَيْنِهِ, then he sat them on the cavity of the eyes of the eyes of that beast. وَأَخَذَ دِلْعًا مِنْ أَضْلَاعِهِ, then Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه أرضاه held one of the ribs of the beast. فَأَقَامَهَا, then he erected it. Having placed 13 people on the cavity. فَأَقَامَهَا, so he raised it erect. ثُمَّ رَحَلَ أَعْظَمَ بَعِيرٍ مَعَنَا, then he saddled the biggest of the camels that was with us. He saddled it. أَعْظَمَ بَعِيرٍ مَعْنَا فَمَرَّ تَحْتَهَا, under it. Saddled it on the beast. وَتَزَوَّدْنَا مِنْ لَحْمِهِ وَشَائِقٍ, and we took with us large pieces of meat for the journey. Washa'iq, they said pieces of meat which is cooked and for the purpose of usage on a journey. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةِ, that when we approached Medina, when we came back from that mission, we returned to Medina. أَتَيْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, we came to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَذَكَرْنَا ذَلِكَ لَهُ, we mentioned that to him. فقال, and he said, هو رزق أخرجه الله لكم, هو رزق أخرجه الله لكم, that is a provision which Allah سبحانه وتعالى brought forth for you. فهل معكم من لحمه شيء فتطعمون, that is there still remaining of that of the meat of that beast so that you may feed us out of it. That was the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jabir said, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم مِنْهُ فَأَكَلَهُ, that we sent part of it to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he what? He ate it. So this is to tell us how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his apostles endured. These were the things they did so that we, the people of today, will come at a time like this and discover something happened in the history of mankind known as Islam. It was because they endured. Imagine that they did not endure. Imagine that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was what in Ghazwat Badr, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was supplicating unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that his upper garment falls off his shoulder. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda will come close to him and will be saying, it is enough. What you have asked of your Lord is enough. Kafak. He was saying, what was he saying? He said, Allah, if this set of people were to be destroyed, nobody will worship you on earth again. Those were the set of people that thrived hard, they endured. That was why after the demise of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they did not all remain in Medina. They went out of Medina into different countries, different places, different locations, and they what? To spread the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what they endured. Imagine someone, you are not traveling by air, talk less of saying, no, it's just a matter of minutes, we get there. Traveling by road, and you know the type of road, and you are not traveling with a car, you are traveling, in most cases, it is not all of them that had horses. What they do is that some of them, you are likely to find 3-4 people with one horse. So one person will ride while others walk. Later that person who was riding was resting. Then the person would come down and another person ride to rest, and another person rides to rest, another person rides to rest, and that is how they traveled miles. They traveled sometimes for months before they get to their destination. So they had no provision at some point other than a date per person for one day. A date per person for one day. They got to a point when the date was also exhausted. And they resorted to eating what? Leaf. Sometimes back we read one of them saying that we ate leaves to the extent that our leaves turned what? To the color of the leaf. I remembered one of the narrations from Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, that one of them went urinating and he noticed that the sound of the urine hitting the ground, that the urine was not really falling on the sand. It feels the urine was falling on something. You know, like you urinating and your urine was falling on a ladder. You know, the sound differs from when it is falling on the sand. Then it was in the dark. Then he traced what was there and he discovered that it was a soft skin. And he took it, washed it, and ate it. Because there was no food. That was how they endured. In the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith also, we will see what is known in the parlance of usul al-fiqh as ijtihad. That is why scholars said ijtihad, independent, juristic independent reasoning, was lawful even during the lifetime of who? Of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was during his lifetime. The likeness of this also happened to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, when they were passing by a village, they were traveling and they passed by a village, they sought from the people of the village to accommodate them to pass the night, they chased them away. Then, was it a scorpion in one of the narrations? In another narration, it was a snake that struck the king of that village, and they tried everything so that he would be relieved of the pain. Nothing was working on him. They had to trace Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and his people, and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, since you have chased us, we have something that we can do to him, but you are going to pay us. You are going to pay us. So they did it. He recited Surah Al-Fatiha, and the person was relieved immediately. And what was given to them when they went to Medina, Rasulullah ﷺ also asked of part of it, just like he did to these people. So, ijtihad, the door of ijtihad is not closed. That is why the religion of Islam is a flexible religion. It's a flexible religion. So, nothing at all that will happen today, even if it is unknown to our righteous predecessors, except that we are going to trace its ruling from where? From the Quran and Sunnah. Anything that you know, there must be an Islamic position for it. There must be an Islamic injunction legalizing it or prohibiting it. So this Sahabi exercised discretion. And look at he exercised it twice. First of all, he said, Maita. So there is nothing wrong for you to arrive at a conclusion as a scholar when after discovering that what you arrived at was wrong, you reverse your position and state the position which became glaring to you after you may have arrived at a different one. There is nothing, because nobody has the monopoly of knowledge. And this has been This has been the practice of righteous predecessors, our righteous predecessors among the scholars. There is nothing wrong. They never take it to be a big deal that today I said this is halal and tomorrow I discover that it is not halal, which I said yesterday. They will come back and say, I've said this is halal, but I've discovered that it is not. It is what? It is not. I've said this is wajib, but I've discovered that it is not. I've said this is not obligatory, but I've discovered that it is obligatory. So he said maita. Later he reversed it. He said, no. Even if it is maita, you are in a condition of what? Of necessity. The hadith is also a further proof that the carrion of the sea is what? Is lawful. In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, he said, tahurun ma'uhu hillun maitatuhu. The water of the sea and its carrion, whatever it carries, anything that lives in the sea, if it dies there or it was hunted and killed, it is lawful for someone to what? To eat it. If it died in the sea, it is lawful for someone to what? To eat it. So, the meaning, the injunction as to dead animals differs from the animals that exist where? In the sea, and those that exist where? On land. We have also made mention of the importance of what? Of leadership. The importance of leadership. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, under the leadership of what? Of who? Of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardahu. And also, if you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came, they narrated to him what transpired while they were on their journey. He requested, after confirming to them that it is a provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth for them, he requested for some of the meat. Scholars said it is good sometimes for the person given fatwa to lessen the burden of the mustafti, the questioner, the person asking questions. It is good sometimes, most especially if you notice that the person still has some traces of doubt, some traces of doubt in him, it is lawful that you lessen, you do away with that doubt by what? By putting into practice what you have legalized. And that was what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Scholars said the Messenger of Allah sallam did that to console them. You know, they were out, they suffered, they were hungry, they had no any other food. You know, it is, you can see Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu now reporting and emphasizing the fact that in fact the Messenger of Allah did what? Ate out of it. So this is serves as a consolation for them, for the fact that in fact the Messenger of Allah sallam did what? Ate out of it. That is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. The next hadith is that of Asma bint Yazid radiallahu anha. قالت كان كم قميص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الرزق. The hadith is a weak hadith. The hadith was adjudged to be weak. The meaning of the hadith is that the sleeve of the shirt of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم reaches his wrist. The sleeve of his shirt reaches his wrist. Scholars said this is because wearing oversize is a sign of arrogance. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very humble, and that whenever someone wears oversize, it's a sign that person is what? Is arrogant. That person is arrogant. على كل حال وأن جابر قال the next hadith is that of جابر كنا قال إنا كنا يوم الخندق نحفر that on the day of the battle of Khandaq the battle of the trench we were digging the trench we were digging the trench you know when Al-Ahzab when the Quraysh the idol worshippers of Quraysh on their way to Medina they will branch in villages along their way they branch in villages and instigate them and add up to their number to go and what they had the intention of obliterating Medina in its entirety they came with the intention of seeing the end of Islam and Muslims then it was Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda that brought this idea of digging the trench subhanallah Allahu Akbar you can imagine subhanallah wallahi the sahaba of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered sometimes it may not be wrong that someone says alhamdulillah I wasn't there because be sincere to yourself close your eyes and imagine that you were there you this you imagine that you of now you were there will you be able to do that wallahi you may not be able and that was why one of them warned that you should thank Allah that you were not there because wallahi a lot of trials and tribulations befall so many people that wallahi there were times when in the morning you will notice that someone is a Muslim but before sunset the person has turned to something else the sun will set and you have that person as a Muslim but before the dawn fajr of the next day the person has turned to something else wasn't that a fitna but some people were given birth to in an era where it is only Muslims that were there there was no any alternative of any other religion except Islam. That was why that person warned that just thank Allah that you were not there because if you were there, you might never know what will have been of you. Imagine the trench, the dug was that deep and wide to the extent that, you know the Arabs, they were experts when it comes to what? Horse riding. Imagine that. As good as they were, when it comes to horse riding, they couldn't. The trench was deep to the extent that if anyone forced into it, will not be able to cross to the other end. It was wide to the extent that no matter how good you happen to be in horse riding, you cannot what? You cannot cross it. Subhanallah. They had no tractors, they had no machines, they had nothing. And they were able to do that. When those soldiers of Ahzab came, they saw before them what was never in their imagination. Arabs never knew such trick of war. It was imported from where? It was imported from Faris. It was Salman al-Farisi that said, in our place, this is what we do. And they implemented it. When they came, they were shocked. They cannot approach Medina. So they situated their camp there, waiting, and still thinking about how they could what? They could cross over to Medina. So it was a very serious fitna. Because it was a very large congregation of kuffar, congregation of mushrikun. They came with the intention that we are not going back until we see the end of Islam and Muslims. So they came and saw this before them. So they situated their camps there until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterated each and every of their camps with that very heavy wind, and they were not able to stay, and they had no option than to what? Than to disperse. It was a very huge fitna, to the extent that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the darkness of the night, asked that who will go and spy for us? We want to know about those people. What are they thinking? What are they doing? The Sahabi said, Wallahi, none of us. The Messenger of Allah, Walahu al-Jannah. Walahu al-Jannah. Look at how strong the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah loved al-Jannah. One of them, once on the battlefield, asked the Messenger of Allah, and he had with him some dates. He said, O Messenger of Allah, you mean if I were to be killed on this battlefield, I will be admitted to the Jannah? He said, yes. The Messenger of Allah said, yes. And he proceeded. And he thought eating those dates that was in his hand will even amount to waste of time. He proceeded into the battlefield until he was what? He was killed. That was how much they loved Jannah. But because of the fear that was almost in everybody that day, nobody answered. Sahabi said, nobody answered. Messenger of Allah asked three times. Nobody volunteered. Nobody volunteered. Until the Messenger of Allah called the name of one of them. He said, when the Messenger of Allah named me, I said, I am in trouble. Because when the Messenger of Allah, you know, that was a general instruction. We were looking for volunteers, right? That is the job of everybody is a job of nobody. Now you have been specifically singled out. So, and it is the Messenger of Allah that is sending you on this mission. You have no option. He said, I had no option than to go. He sneaked into them, and that is to tell you that the apostles of the Messenger of Allah, they were very, very sharp and lively minded. He said, when I went in between them, it was in the darkness. They were deliberating on what to do. Then one of them said, each and every one of you should verify who his neighbor is. One of them. Just, you know, it's they are in the battlefield, and it was in the dark. So he just feel, let's be sure we are the only ones here. The Sahabi said, I quickly asked the person seated by my side, who are you? You have to be proactive. I quickly asked the person beside me, who are you? You know, because if I were to be asked, that would be a serious issue. So that was the situation they were in. While after digging the khandaq, the trench, and those people came approaching Medina. Jabir said, while we were there, فَأَرَضَتْ كُدْيَةٌ شَدِيدَةٌ. Then, while we were digging, then a very hard and strong rock emerged. فَجَاءُوا إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Each and every one of them tried, they couldn't. Then they came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَقَالُوا, and they said to him, هَذِهِ كُدْيَةٌ أَرَضَتْ فِي الْخَنْدَقِ. Here is a very strong rock which we cannot break, so we cannot proceed on our work. فَقَالَ أَنَا نَازِلٌ أَنَا نَازِلٌ. Then the Messenger of Allah said, I will come down to come and see it. ثُمَّ قَامَ وَبَطْنُهُ مَعْصُوبٌ بِحَجَرٌ. Then he stood up, and it was noticed that a stone was tied over his stomach. You know when the belly becomes so flat, that empty, when there is severe hunger, it becomes even difficult for someone to stand on his feet. And that was why in the previous hadith in which we were told that some, while the Messenger of Allah was leading the prayers, some will, from their standing posture in Salat, from their standing posture in Salat, they will fall down. Because of what? Severe what? Severe hunger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied a stone to his what? To his stomach. It was noticed. So when he stood up to go down the trench, to go and see the hard rock, the stone which he tied to his stomach because of severe hunger was noticed. وَلَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. Jabir said, as of then, we had stayed for 3 consecutive days without tasting anything. 3 consecutive days without tasting anything. It is not that they were sleeping. Rather, they were what? They were digging. Not even an ordinary work. They were digging the trench. Subhanallah. 3 days that we did not taste anything. فَأَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمِعْوَلِ. Then that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down, he took up a spade, فَضَرَبَ فَعَادَ كَذِيبًا أَهْيَلْ. He took up a spade, he struck. And what happened? That the hard rock be turned into كَذِيبًا أَهْيَلْ. It turned into sand. When the Messenger of Allah struck it once, it turned to what? It turned to sand. أو أهيم. Then أهيل and أهيم is of the same meaning. فقلت يا رسول الله إذن لي إلى البيت. This is Jabir. He said, I sought for the permission of the Messenger of Allah to go home. He said, oh رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, give me permission to go home. فقلت لامرأتي. He said he went home and told his wife, رأيت النبي صل... رأيت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا ما في ذلك صبر فعندك شيء. He went to his wife and told her that I saw something with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم which I cannot endure. Don't forget that himself, he said, we stayed for how many days? 3 days without eating anything. But he is now being disturbed with the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although himself he had not eaten for the past 3 days. But he is prioritizing who now? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was what took him home, because of what he saw, the condition of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْدَكِ شَيْءٍ. So do you have anything? That is asking the wife. فَقَالَتْ. She said, عندي شعير وأناق. That I have a small quantity of barley and a lamb. فذبحت الأناق. Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه أرضاه, he said, I slaughtered the lamb وطحنت الشعير and I ground the barley حتى جعلنا اللحم في البرمة. Until we put the meat in the cooking pot. ثم جئت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والعجين قد انكسر والبرمة بين الأسافية قد كادت تنضج. Then I went back to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. As at the time the flour had been kneaded والبرمة بين الأسافية قد كادت تنضج. And the meat in the pot nearly cooked. I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he used to say, before I go and come back, everything must have been what? Must have been ready. فَقُلْتُ. Then I said to the Messenger of Allah, تُعَيِّمُ لِي. A very small, تُعَيِّم, تَصْغِير. A very small quantity of food that I have. فَقُمْ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجل أو رجلان. Oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, come along with you a person or two. Because he said to Ayyim, the food is not much. قال كم هو. The messenger of Allah said, how much is the food? فذكرت له. Then I mentioned to him how little the food was. كثير. فقال كثير طيب. Then he said, that is a good quantity. That is a good quantity. That is not little. It's a good quantity. قال قل قل لها لا تنزع البرمة. He ordered. He instructed Jabir. He said, tell your wife, لا تنزع البرمة, that she should not put off the cooking pot from where? From the fire. ولا الخبز من التنور, and that she should not bring out the bread from where? From the oven. حتى آتي, until I arrive. فقال قوموا. Then he told his apostles, all those that were at the trench, قوموا, stand up. فقام المهاجرون والأنصار. Then the مهاجرون and أنصار, they all stood. فدخلت عليها فقلت ويحك. Then I entered upon my wife and I said to her, bless you. جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والمهاجرون. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is on his way, and the مهاجرون and أنصار, ومن معهم, and whosoever is with them. قالت هل سألت. She asked him, did he ask you concerning what we have, how little it is? قلت نعم. I said to her, yes. قال ادخلوا ولا تضاغطوا. When they arrived, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, enter and do not crowd in. فجعل يكسر الخبز ويجعل عليه اللحم. Then the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was the one serving them. He takes off the bread and he puts upon it meat and hands it over. ويخمر البرم والتنور إذا أخذ منه. Whenever he takes of the meat, he covers it. Whenever he takes from the oven, he covers it. He said, وَيُقَرِّبُ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ. Then he gives to his apostles, ثُمَّ يَنْزِعُ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَكْسِرُ وَيَغْرِفُ حَتَّى شَبِعُ. That he never stopped taking from the pot and taking from the oven until each and every one of them ate to the full. وَبَقِيَ مِنْهُ, and it remained. فَقَالَ. Then he said, كُلِي هَذَا وَأَهْدِي. He said to the wife of Jabir, that eat from these and give out as present, as gift. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ أَصَابَتْهُمْ مَجَاعًا. For indeed, people have been afflicted with severe hunger. People have been afflicted with severe hunger. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, in another version of this hadith, قال جابر, Jabir said, لما حفر الخندق, when the trench was being dug, رأيت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خمصا. I noticed that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was severely hungry. فانكفأت إلى امرأتي فقلت هل عندك شيء. Then I went to my wife and I said to her, do you have anything? فإني رأيت برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خمصا شديدا. For indeed, I have noticed with the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم a severe hunger. فأخرجت إلي جرابا فيه صاع من شعير. He said, my wife brought forth for me a bag that has a saw, a measure of barley. وَلَنَا بُهَيْمَةٌ دَاجِنٌ فَذَبَحْتُهَا. And we had a lamb which is being reared in the house, then I slaughtered it. وَطَحَنَتِ الشَّعِيرِ فَفَرَّغَتْ إِلَىٰ فَرَاغِ. Then she drowned the barley. فَفَرَغَتْ إِلَىٰ فَرَاغِ وَقَطَّعْتُهَا فِي بُرْمَتِهَا. When she finished doing that, I cut the meat into the pot. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then I went back to the messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. فَقَالَتْ. While I was about going back, after we have prepared the flour and the meat is on the fire, I want to go back to the messenger of Allah, she said to me, لا تفضحني برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن معه. You know, Arabs generally, they are very generous. They are very generous. it is a very serious sign of deficiency in someone for the person to be described as greedy. For the person to be described as greedy even during the period of what? Of Jahiliyyah. So she said to him, don't expose me. Don't embarrass me with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people that were with him. Meaning, you have seen the quantity of what? Of what we have. Don't bring more than what we can accommodate. She warned him. فَجِئْتُهُ فَسَارَرْتُهُ فَقُلْ. Then I went to him and I spoke to him in a mild tone, secretly. سَارَرْتُهُ فَقُلْ. Then I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulallah, ذَبَحْنَا بُهَيْمَةً لَنَا. That we slaughter a small lamb of ours. وَطَهَنْتُ صَاعًا مِنْ شَعِيرٍ. And I ground a measure of barley. فَتَعَالَ أَنْتَ وَنَفَرٌ مَعْكَ. So come forth, you and few among your apostles. When the Messenger of Allah, in this version of the hadith, when he had this, what did he do? He said, فَصَاحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَالَ يَا أَهْلَ الْخَنْدَقِ. That Rasulullah did not even wait or inquire. He said, the Messenger of Allah said in a very loud voice, he said, يَا أَهْلَ الْخَنْدَقِ, O you people of the trench, إِنَّ جَابِرًا قَدْ صَنَعَ سُؤْرًا فَحَيَّ هَلَّا بِكُمْ. That Jabir has arranged a feast for you, so come over all of you. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا تُنْزِلُنَّ بُرْمَتَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْبِزُنَّ عَجِينَكُمْ حَتَّى أَجِيئَ. Then the Messenger of Allah said to Jabir that bring the pot of the fire, وَلَا تُخْبِزُنَّ عَجِينَكُمْ حَتَّى أَجِيئَ, and don't start baking your flour until I what? Until I arrive. فَجِئْتُ وَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقْدُمُ النَّاسِ. I came, and the Messenger of Allah also came forth, and he was the one leading the people. حَتَّى جِئْتُ مُرَأَتِي فَقَالَتْ. Until I came to my wife, and she said, بِكَ وَبِكَ. When she saw what was happening, all the people, they were about 1,000 of them, they were approaching the house. Then she started saying all sorts of things on him, that I warned you not to come and embarrass me. This is what we have. It's too small. فَقُلْتُ قَدْ فَعَلْتُ الَّذِي قُلْتِ. It was what you ordered me that I did. I secretly informed him that what we have is little. فَأَخْرَجَتْ عَجِينًا فَبَسَقَ فِيهِ وَبَارَ. Then she brought, that is the wife, she brought forth the flour. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spat into it and sought the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ عَمَدَ إِلَىٰ بُرْمَتِنَا فَبَسَقَ وَبَارَكَ. Then he also went to our pot, he spat into it and sought for the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَالَ. Then he said, أُدْعُ خَابِزَةً فَلْتَخْبِزْ مَعْكِ. He said that the wife of Jabir should invite another person to assist her in baking the bread. وَكْدَهِ مِنْ بُرْمَتِكُمْ وَلَا تُنْزِلُوهَا. And that she should be what? She should be serving the meat from the pot, and that they should not put it off the fire. وَهُمْ أَلْفٌ. Jabir said that they are what? They were 1,000. فَأُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ لَأَكَلُوا حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ وَانْحَرَفُوا. That I swear by Allah, these 1,000 people, each and every one of them, ate to their fill from that small lamb which I slaughtered, and that small quantity of barley with which we made the flour. 1,000 people ate from it. حَتَّى تَرَكُوهُ وَانْحَرَفُوا. Until they left it and went. وَإِنَّ بُرْمَتَنَا لَتَغِدْتُ كَمَا هِيَ. And that our pot was still bubbling as it were, as if nothing has been eaten from it. وَإِنَّ عَجِينَنَا لَيُخْبَذُ كَمَا هُوَ. And our flour was still there, as if it has not been what? Nothing was baked out of it. As if nothing was baked out of it. This is one of the mu'ajiza of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. فالمهم في reason why Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله تعالى brought forth this hadith is to inform us the type of livelihood the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his apostles led, how they endured, how they endured. Look at the condition that did not stop them from serving Allah. It didn't deter them from doing what they did. Look at conduct. Though they were hungry, but nobody complained. If not because Jabir couldn't endure what he saw. He wasn't, even Jabir himself wasn't complaining about himself. It was just that he couldn't endure what he saw in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this led to this mu'jiza of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which happened in the house of Jabir, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardahu. Because of time, we are going to stop here. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the privilege of meeting next week, we shall proceed with the last hadith under this chapter. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Naam. Alayhi salam. Allah. Amin wa yakum. Naam. And it died there. When in Abada, whether it is haram. It is not oversized. If your Abada in because we have these rule, what we call qaida, these rules were extracted from the text of the Quran and Sunnah. The rule says al-adatu muhakkama, the normal abada we know. If someone now sues an oversize of that one which we know, it will now be called traditionally that agbada which we know. If someone wears it in our tradition, the person dressed normal, right? So if someone now wears what surpasses that traditionally known size of agbada, then the issue of oversize will now what? Will now come in. So, and the question as to whether a cow that goes to drink water and got drowned, whether it can be eaten, it cannot be eaten. It doesn't live there. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Now, alif salam. Like what? Toad. Even if toad stays in the water, there is a hadith that categorically prohibited toad. Which one is? Now. They look alike, right? Ala kulli hal. Ala kulli hal. Ad-dif-da. It has only one name. in Arabic language. And categorically, the hadith prohibits it. The hadith prohibits it, yes. Yes, the hadith prohibits it, it prohibits it, whether it lives on the or on the land or in water. The hadith prohibits it. Wallahu ta'ala alam.
Eating it.
Yes. Yes. What we use to adjudge it is where it stays more. Where, if we want to categorize it to belong to which side of the two. You get it? So that is where it will be categorized. By the bank. He died by the bank. You met it dead at the bank of the water. It's lawful. Is not allowed. Okay, a male, you mean a male wearing skirt?
Yes.
Okay. So a male wears skirt in Yoruba land. Okay. I'm hearing that for the first time. Yes, it's just like our Somali brothers who ties wrappers. Yes, you see a famous imam leading the prayers with wrappers. So that is not, in his case, is not emulating women. He will not be said to be dressing like women. Are you staying there? You stay there? If you are staying within them, you can dress like them. But you cannot import it here, it will be strange. So then it will now be libas shuhra, what they call libas shuhra. You wearing something that is entirely strange from what people of that environment, which is also prohibited. Yes, wallahu ta'ala alam. Na'am. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. They will kill themselves in the water. Wallahu alam, wallahu alam, is lawful. Yes.
Are not permanently in water. They are not meant to be in water. So,
crocodiles.
Now, if you are talking everybody has, and I think that's the only
Yes, go on.
Crocodile is a poikilothermic animal. I want to say poikilothermic animal, they are the animals that vary their own body temperature, the environment temperature. Then other mammals are homeothermic, that they have constant body. So such ones that have varying body temperature, they go into water to go and lower the temperature because of the environment temperature. And that's where crocodiles are.
Okay.
But specifically, they are meant to be
on land. Okay.
So that's all. So if you want to be ruling, even in science, they regard crocodile as a land animal. It only goes inside water to go and pull up. Therefore, you want to give judgment now. So is it not going to be what is on that we have to now? So are you not going to go to God, go there to go and pull up?
No, it will now be like the question of the cow which went to drink water and drown. What al-muhim, the most important thing is this: that animal that resides and lives in the water. That is the qaida. The Messenger of Allah said, "Hilun." Maitatuhu, that is the carrion of the sea. So it is now that aspect of ijtihad now may not necessarily, I may not have an exhaustive list of the species of the animals, but this is the qaida. Does it live in the water? If it does and it dies, hatfa anfihi, or for any other reason, it dies in the water, then it was floating, or it water brought it to the bank, it's halal. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wallahu a'lam. Wa alaykum salam. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If where they live, and they die outside. And akulli hal, I cannot recall the presently the fatwa of scholars concerning that which permanently lives in the water but died outside, died entirely on the land. I cannot recall the fatwa of scholars concerning that. Inshallah, maybe we'll inquire with regards to that now. Right, sir. Who died first?
The wife
died first. Who are they, the others? Who are the people saying yes and no? If they are learned, the problem is in most cases people will just go in one majalisa and be saying whatever. The issue is, this is a very clear case. Someone died. I even thought he wanted to say
they died and there was no evidence as to who died first. But in this case, it's very clear. The person who succeeds the other inherits him or her. So it is the husband that will inherit the estate of the wife now. You see, the husband will inherit, so we'll mark out the estate of the wife, distribute the estate of the wife to her legal heirs, among whom is the husband. After that, we'll now, what the husband inherited from the wife now forms part of his estate. So we now distribute the estate of the husband now to his legal heirs. So it's a very clear case. So the wife cannot inherit the person that predeceased her. She cannot. No, the children of who?
Of the mother.
No, they are entitled. Okay, do they agree that their father will inherit their mother? They do not agree. Are they Muslims? They should be cautioned. This is the law of Allah. You don't play with it. You don't joke with it. Since we are aware that this person, even if it is 1 minute that is in between them, this person died, then this person died after. The person who predeceased you, how will you inherit the person who predeceased you? You died before him and you want to inherit him? It's not... Wallahi, as the scholars explained that, but I cannot recall exactly what they said. Maybe in our next sitting. Yes, but there are situations where two people die. That is what they call contemporaneously. There is no difference between, we don't have anything to say that this is the person that predeceased the other. Inshallah, maybe in our next class. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Na'am. Let's reflect over this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. هذا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.